What's up, everyone? It's been a while. It's been a long, long time. I'm your host, Keegan, and this is the Side Hustle to Full-Time Web Designer podcast. First and foremost, I just want to welcome you back. And welcome you back by welcoming me back, because it's been a long damn time. It's been quite a while. You know, I've moved, I purchased a house. It's kept a lot of my time occupied. I've been building, you know, things around the house, hanging up TVs, installing lights underneath the counters. You name it, we've been doing some work around here. Had to rebuild my entire office and move that. That in itself is a struggle, but it's looking good. And, you know, the day job has been kicking my butt, and the side hustle, Redefine Creative, has been extremely busy. I've picked up a handful of clients for care plans. I've done two projects in the last few months. So things have been just wide open, very, very busy. And in this episode, I really wanted to share something that's been front of mind for me throughout those projects, was really about content, about copy for your own website, right? How do you attract people, and how do you turn potential leads into clients? And, you know, I learned a great lesson from Wes McDowell. If you're not familiar with him, check him out on YouTube. Wes is incredible, brings a lot of really, really good lessons. And in his course, I learned about great copy and how to write it from the right perspective, right? You know, you hear people talk about someone's perfect avatar or their ideal avatar. Wes breaks it down and goes through and really helped me identify what that person looks like, who it is and what they do, where they work, what kind of money they make, what problems they have. And it's really important to do that, because when you do that, you can identify the things that you do specifically to help that individual, and that will draw in a lot more people. And so, you know, really when you're thinking about copy, you can go do a Google search right now. Most of the local businesses and most of you, probably your competition, what they do is that they put out a big look at me banner, basically. Their website is like, look at me, I'm Mr. Meeseeks. I appreciate you if you get that reference, by the way. But it's all about how long they've been open, what they do, all about their awards and their accolades that no one cares about. And it's not about the individual that they're meant to serve. You have this problem. I understand your problem. I have the solution to your problem. We should work together so I can help you fix your problem. That's in its simplest form. That's what you want to do as a service-based business. I know who I'm serving. They have these problems. I solve these problems. If you're that type of person, we should work together. If you're not, please don't waste either of our time. That's as simple as it can get. And honestly, I don't know that I need to even go any farther in this podcast, because that kind of sums everything up. But I will say one more time how much I appreciate you all. I know it's been a long time. It's been 2 months almost since I put out an episode, but I'm always thinking about y'all. I'm always thinking about the reason I started the podcast to begin with, which was to keep up with Divi, up with web design trends, and share my journey along the way. So if you're listening to this, I appreciate you. I don't have sponsors. They've all been pulled off. Like, I tried it at one point, hated it, felt weird about it. And so the only thing I ask, the only fee, and I got this from a guy that I've been listening to quite a lot lately, the Real AF podcast with Andy Frisella. He talks about the fee for listening to his podcast. And all it is that if you know someone out there who can benefit from it, that you tell them about the podcast, share it with them, and that will be enough. We can continue to grow this thing, grow the audience, grow the community, and we will build something unique in a supportive and happy and helpful community. That's the goal. That's what I want to do. So again, the fee, right? Go out there, share this with someone who you know could benefit from the content that's in this podcast and or the 100+ episodes in the backlog. I appreciate you. I hope you have an incredible, incredible day. Happy 4th, and we'll talk to you soon.